Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. It began with an NFIB member, an NFIB executive, that very first day, and today we wrap up this hour with one. Hopefully not wrapping up the show, but we're going to keep going. But we got Brad Close here. He's with the NFIB. He's Senior VP for Public Policy there at the NFIB. Brad, tell us about NFIB.
So NFIB is great organization that represents small and independent business owners. You can't be publicly traded to be a member of NFIB. Our average member is 5 to 10 employees. And one of the neat things about NFIB, and we have been doing this for 76 years since the day we were founded, is we have our members drive our policy. They vote their federal and state ballots every year, and they tell the organization the positions they want us to take. We don't sit around a table in D.C. and decide what's good for small business. They tell us, and then we go take that messages to all 50 state capitals and to the capital in D.C.
And I have been telling you about the NFIB for almost 22 years, but I've been a member for almost 30 years, Brad. And as my audience
knows,
your chief economist, Bill Dunkelberg, one of the great economists of our time, is on the show every month for the last 20 years. And you're not going to be a stranger. You're going to come back more often, too. So, folks, I encourage you. If you get a chance, NFIB is one of those organizations. There are a few others that I recommend you support with your money and your time. NFIB is one. You heard me talk about all the others. They're the people who work for you. When you're sleeping, their work is continuing to protect you. I mean, my God, Brad, I don't know where we'd be without you guys holding the ramparts up there in Washington against things like this darn Transparency Act. This is hateful. It's not just wrong. That's Transparency Act, so-called. Brad, it's not just expensive and cumbersome and unnecessary and onerous. It's hateful, isn't it? It's evil.
Oh, it's terrible. It treats small businesses awful, and it just completely dismisses their concerns, and it treats them as if it doesn't matter what we're going to do to them. I mean, can you imagine assessing $10,000 in fines and jail time on a small business owner because
anything like
to send
that
in
just for that,
the paperwork fact, to the government?
The fact that they've added that kind of penalty tells you what they think about small businesses. That's, in my opinion, that one fact, what you just said, tells you how little regard the purveyors of this bill, I just got to say it, it's a Democrat bill. Now, Republicans, Brad, I stick my finger in the eye of the Republicans around here plenty of times, because we're an equal opportunity disser around here. But this is a Democrat bill, folks. You just got to call it like it is. Brad, before we wrap up, I want you to give us a little bit of a tour of you've been in Washington a long time, a couple of decades at least. Have you ever seen it so hateful and ugly as it is right now?
You know, I keep telling myself every year, man, this is the worst I've seen, but it is bad. It's ugly. It's just, I'm so thankful that we have state governments and state capitals doing all the good work out there, because D.C. is really just continues to deteriorate.
Well, and it's become a football game. You're in a football game. My goal is not let you get any yards. I hope I'm in the game winning and with you with negative yards, right? That's what I hope. I want to sack the I want to make sure you not only don't score, but I don't want you to get any yards. That's what politics is not. Politics is supposed to be the art of compromise, right? So I get something, you get something, we put something together that looks like leadership. Today, it's all about I can't let you get a win. I can't let you look like you succeeded.
Yeah.
And this impeachment thing is on. When you look at what they're holding on to try to impeach the president, and he gives them plenty of fodder to go on, but it's all about we cannot let him get a China deal. I think that's one of the things we need to muddy the water over here so the China deal doesn't happen. If he gets a China trade deal, he'll win the election in 2020. I think that's one of the big things. What do you think?
I think it is a political fight. And when you look at good stuff that just gets thrown aside because of the mess in D.C., we are trying to make permanent all the individual rate cuts and the 20% small business deduction from the tax bill the president signed a year and a half ago. That stuff is crucial to small businesses. And trying to get that traction now is really hard because they're doing all this other junk.
Well, that would be a win. That would be another win for the president. The USMCA, the Canada-Mexico-U.S. trade deal, that's just lying fallow. That would be a win for the president. At some point in time, aren't voters going to see through this, Brad? Surely to God they will.
I think so. I think small business owners do. I mean, they're doing really well right now thanks to the economy. They're growing and hiring, increasing wages. But
hey, Brad, will you come back
Washington?
Again? Will you come back again real soon?
I will. I promise.
Brad Close, ladies and gentlemen, with the NFIB. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.